And if there are no objections, we will have, it looks like Mike Sabatini will be doing the presentation.
Yes, yes.
And Mike, a question, do you want questions during, or do you want to do the whole presentation and then have people ask you questions?
Happy to have people speak up during the final game.
Okay.
So we've already introduced each other. So I want to just give a little bit of background just to get the committee up to speed of what's been going on, okay? So going back in time a little bit to like the summer of 2016, Matt had just started, and I worked with another group with Malone McBroom. Regina Leonard is a landscape architect. And we were hired to study the public landing. We did public outreach. We met with all the interested parties that use the public landing, and the festival folks, Chamber of Commerce, the Yacht Club, and we had some public informational meetings, the general public, and we came up with this design, which was concerned about access to the public landing. That was a big thing mm-hmm. that everyone talked about. When there's a festival going on or an event happening in Harbor Park, it's hard to get access. There's wayfinding, like when big groups come to the public landing, and they come here, and then what? You know, how do you get uptown? How do you get to the main street? Where's the Chamber of Commerce? That kind of thing. And then there was a problem with the grades. It's very steep off the end of this pier. We wanted to raise the pier. And we came to the conclusion that the Harbor Masters building had to get lifted up and moved back about 15 or 20 feet to get out of a flood zone and make the transition from pier to land smooth. So that's what happened there. Meantime, this past summer, and Bill, you can chime in on some of the details of this, but Yachting Solutions was doing their own planning just next door, and they had come up with a plan to expand their marina. I'm just showing them this plan right here. And, separate activities, and they actually won a grant. I think it was a BIG grant.
Infrastructure grant, right.
Yep. So, and the two projects were going on separately without talking to each other. The one common denominator between the two projects was Gary Neville. Gary worked on our team to help with cost estimating for the city, and he was meeting with Yachting Solutions and Stu Smith, the owner of the property, to talk about, feasibility costs and so forth. He's like, there's these two projects, maybe you guys should get together. So, and it was like this fall, September time frame, I got in touch with Matt and put a little group together. Matt, myself, Stuart, the Yachting Solutions folks, Tom Luttrell, and we decided just to get together to talk about the two, two projects, and at the very least, resolve any conflicts that might happen, and at the best, think bigger, possibly, is there any way we can work together, kind of zoom up to 30,000 feet. It's a working drawing. This is one of the drawings I used to be one of these initial meetings, and it kind of shows what Yachting Solutions wanted to do, at least initially, and then it shows the public landing improvements as part of that other work that the city did. And you can see there's a conflict there with the proximity there, so at the very least we want to resolve that. But in this meeting, we talked about, what are the problems here? Oftentimes there's easterly or southeasterly winds that make it hard for boats on the docks. As part of this project, the Yachting Solutions, they're going to do a wave attenuating floats. And they said, well, what if we think bigger? And what if there's a wave attenuation wall, and you could overlap that and extend something off of Bowie Park here, and you could actually make it an inner harbor. So that inner harbor idea came up. The other thing that came out of this initial meeting was, what if we were going to pick up and move this building anyways, what if it moved over to Bowie Park and opened up this for all the folks that have events there, and it also put the cruise lines, like the American cruise lines that come in here and are at this float, instead of bringing the people this way, which is a little more distant from Main Street and the Chamber of Commerce, bring them over this way, and you could be right near the Chamber of Commerce and Tilson Avenue and Main Street. So there's a lot of positives that came out of the meeting, and we toyed with that, and we through several meetings, we can get another plan.